Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome back. If you're not part of Patreon, you just missed a fun little like 5 minutes there, because it was filled with us not pressing record. It was filled with Mike breaking the studio, and it was filled with just like us reconnecting over the fact that we're starting this bad boy back up.
And we recorded none of it. None of it.
Oh, we did, because Patreon will see it.
Well, I'm curious to know what the camera audio picked up and then versus what the microphones picked up. It'll be fine. What a train wreck.
We'll see. Dude, we haven't done this in how long now?
I don't know, man.
How many months has it been?
Not that many months.
From people that were recording every single week for 4.5 years.
Yeah, I know.
It has been a long time.
Well, we had some things to do. Okay.
No, we didn't. Our lives are boring. Nothing changed.
Correct.
All I do know is that if somebody just watches right now, they would think that we're recording in a box.
I know, which is amazing. So we're going to move some stuff around. Everything is fine. We got our piece of wood. The wonderful piece of wood. We essentially brought the original Beep back with our lovely friend. What are we going to name him?
What?
Our square.
Well, we're going to paint them eventually. We're going to put drywall up. I just haven't had the chance to do it yet. And by the time that I get the chance to do it, it'll be another 4 months. And then we'll just never record ever again. So I just thought we'll just point it out right now so all y'all can laugh in the comments. I'll put a graphic or something over it so you wouldn't even be able to tell. And then we're just going to have fun with it.
We got our piece of wood. It's fine. We got our piece of wood. We're all over the place, but it's fine. So let's start with useless fact, and then we'll touch on where we are with everything and figure it out.
Sounds good.
All right. Okay, so in 1996, two neighbors in Devon, England, spent a year hooting at owls, unaware that they were actually hooting at each other. If you and I were direct next door neighbors, that would 100% be us. Yo, did you hear the owls
That's
this morning?
That's awesome.
Did you hear the owls this morning?
Yeah, dude, they were crazy. They had an accent, too. It was so weird.
We wouldn't be able to make it work, though, because we would just giggle.
Well, if you didn't think that it was your neighbor, would you giggle? Like, if you were just talking with an owl, would you audibly laugh to the point where your neighbor would hear you? If you actually thought it was an owl.
I mean, maybe.
Give me your best owl right now.
Well, I don't have. Stop. What does that even mean?
I don't know.
Why'd you wink?
Give me your best owl, dude.
Okay. All right. You ready?
Yeah.
This is serious.
Okay.
Hoo.
Oh, so you're a dude that doesn't do the T.
No, the hoot?
Yeah.
No, it's an owl.
Owls don't do T's?
Not really. It's like, I don't know. They always just say, whoo, whoo, and that's it. There's no T. I never heard a T. There's a T.
So if you, well, it depends on if you're.
What's the species?
If you're in New England, they go, hoot, hoot. So you are a one hoot guy. So if you were talking to an owl and it was like, hoo, hoo, what would you respond with? Would you do one or two?
No, I think I do two.
So you would mimic whatever the owl does.
Well, yeah, because we're linked to chimpanzees. That's how it works.
Would you try to change the cadence up to see if it would respond back differently?
If on the second iteration.
Okay.
So if I hear an owl, I mimic said owl. And then if it responds to me, I'm going to change it up
okay.
in my response to said owl.
Do you do that? So realistically, because we don't have a lot of owls here, do you do that with birds or is it just me?
No, that's just you.
Really? You don't do it with birds?
No. I just look out and try to find it.
No. See,
and
if
then I look like a space cadet.
No, if they're in my backyard and they go, I'll whistle back and I'll try to start a conversation with them. Depends. If it's bluebirds, I'm 100% having a conversation.
I have conversations.
Redbirds, no.
Yeah. Well, fair. I have conversations with my dog. Like,
well, that's different.
No, though. No. I'm not saying like, oh, how was your day today? And then he like doesn't say anything. And then I just keep this endless conversation going. Like if he groans or is like, you know, I don't know, making noises, I'll make those noises back. And then I'll try to keep it going as long as possible with him.
Yeah.
There's sometimes where we've had like a couple exchanges. It's
so how
fun.
Come you never done it with birds?
I don't know. It just never had the urge, I guess. It was never a thought of like, oh, I should yell at them.
Well, you're not yelling, you're talking with them. Like, if you're in your backyard and you hear, you don't ever hear that and you don't want to just go back to them?
No, I just immediately decompress and just let it happen.
Wow.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's, like, pleasing or depressing.
No, it's kind of, and then I just find a tree and I sit up against it and I scribe in a journal wrapped in bison leather.
So if
with
you
a wonderful
and I,
gel pen.
If you and I were hooing back and forth... How so you would try to communicate with me, and the difficult part with that is that we would go back and forth like hoo hoo, then you would go
hoo hoo, so
okay, and then I would go hoo 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 hoo.
Yeah, I'd only do it twice,
and then we would just go off the rails because then you would be trying to change me thinking that I'm an owl, and then I would be trying to change you thinking you're an owl, and then our neighbors would call the cops.
Like
I think
the
that's
third
how
neighbor?
Be. Yeah, 100%. Or somebody watching because we would be doing it out our windows or something. Super romantic.
Yeah, or these, you know, the neighbor would think that we're all on cocaine.
Yeah, that's fair.
You know?
That's not a bad way to live.
Snorting cocaine and hooing at each other?
Yeah, dude. You don't even know.
I don't know. It sounds like a good Tuesday.
Pretty sure Britney Spears did that.
With no hair.
Correct.
So, all right. So where are we in the world?
Dude, I don't even know anymore.
A 14 by 14 box.
Correct. We have a lot more space than we used to.
Yeah. Studio's way over there.
Right. Over there. Like barely see the end of it.
Dude. I know. It's crazy.
So what happened? If you guys don't follow us on Instagram, you definitely should. I'm at Derek1521 and you are at MKelly28, right?
No, I think it's 8828.
8828.
I'll confirm. I don't
know.
So
if you don't follow us on Instagram.
Yeah, 8828.
Or you don't follow the Buffalo Happy Hour page on Instagram. One, what are you doing? Two, there's some life stuff that happened between us. We both decided at the same time that we kind of wanted to like pick up and move separately with our wives, not together, but like separately. We wanted to move to the same town further away from where we used to be and destroy our entire life. Because once that happened, that's when everything went downhill with the podcast. True or no?
Well, we didn't have a choice.
That's what I'm saying.
We literally... Oh, so... For those of you not aware of how real estate works in New York, it's awful. It's a 60-day close on a good close. So it takes forever to close in New York State. The process in of itself is not that enjoyable. If you don't have any liquid, then it's it's just a massive fiasco of trying to navigate interest rates. And naturally, we bought a house pretty much at the worst time ever with real estate, but that's fine. Because of our current situations, we lucked out because we didn't necessarily need a house, and then we were able to sell an asset with our existing homes to kind of float and then handle everything. So that it just naturally worked. So we weren't too worried. But the other thing that was nuts is I have an infant and then you have one coming soon. So there's that whole element where we're like, all right, well, let's just like get situated. And then we're like building the studio, buying materials, installing said materials, trying to figure out schedules while moving.
Yeah.
Dumpster fire. Yeah. So worth it.
And if you guys don't know, our previous studio was at my old house. It was in my garage, so that had its own challenges. It was tough to keep warm and cold during the respective months. and it was a very small space. So getting this third camera angle, even though you guys are looking at a piece of wood right now, at least it's actually like you can see both of us. Before, we had to like angle the camera on a table shooting down towards us. Like we were literally porn. We had no idea what we were doing. But like now we doubled the space, so we actually have room to do things. And you're going to see, if you pay attention to our channel, our whiskey reviews are going to be in a different section than where we're recording right now, which is also very exciting. So there's a lot of new stuff coming. Having it be in my old studio or in my old house, though, once we bought this new house, we kept the old house for a little bit. We still have it right now, but we were going to go record, and then New York got hammered with 7 feet of snow.
Yeah.
So we literally couldn't get in my driveway because West Seneca, where my old house was, got destroyed, and I wasn't going to go there to shovel it because I'm not shoveling 7 feet of snow. So we decided to let it like melt, which took a lot longer because it's 7 feet of snow. So it kind of like took a really like a back burner trying to figure out when we were going to record the podcast, because at that time it just wasn't necessarily a priority for us because we wanted to get everything else going.
Yeah, then you changed careers.
Yes.
So that happened. So then Derek took a different job. So he was trying to finagle all of those elements with his new job and then learning all of it. And then let's see what else. My work is just always busy, so that's just is what it is. And then we're just making it work, you know? We're just making the whole thing work. But I feel like we're finally now at a point where the dust is starting to settle. So we're able to just kind of, you know, get it together.
Yeah, except your camera's acting up, dude. I don't know what's going on with your camera.
One of the cameras always has a
There's
problem.
Always something going on. No, we're just going to shut you off because nobody wants to really see you anyway. Just kidding. But we're just going to make it work because, again, this is kind of like a learning experience because we haven't done this, again, in about 4 months. So if there are some discrepancies in what you thought that you were going to get, relax, because we're still relearning this whole thing. We got things mounted to ceilings. We try to do as good of a job as we can. But as Mike just said, we both are extremely busy. So it's been tough to relearn everything, starting from ground zero. So that's where we're at.
That's where we're at. But we're drinking good juice. We're excited. And it feels good. It feels good to be behind the mic.
Hell yeah. Dude, it's been a very, very long time. And I'm happy that we were able to just like go, dude, you already done with yours?
Oh, yeah. But I didn't pour as heavy as you did at all.
You're such a savage.
Dude, I just like brown a lot.
What can brown do for you, bro?
I don't know. Use FedEx. So what else is up? What do we got going on? We have whiskey classes that are ongoing at Addie's. So we got... What is it? There's 12 months in a year. We're 3 months in.
We've done nine so far.
Well, right, but de facto for this year, there's nine left.
Oh, we have nine left, yeah.
Right.
We're right in the sweet spot.
Right in the sweet spot.
Sweet spot.
So we're excited for that. Some events are coming up, which is good. And then we're just kind of grinding.
Yeah.
Just kind of grinding. So... So we were gonna produce a new podcast too.
Yes.
So
there's still a lot going on with that. But for Buffalo Happy Hour, there's been obviously since we haven't recorded in a very long time, there's been a lot of questions on like what's been going on with us and like what the future of the channel looks like. So maybe we can talk about that a little bit of like what consistency looks like for us going forward because of everything that's been going on. So we've been talking about this. The Buffalo Happy Hour podcast that we're doing right now is still going to remain what it has been. It's going to be 30 to 45 minute episodes we're going to release. We're going to try to record a couple at a time to batch record to give you guys some content every week. But that is going to be the primary staple where we're batch recording, and we should be providing you a good content every week like that. We're going to start doing Wednesday whiskey reviews again, which obviously if you've been a fan of the channel, it's been one of the staples that we've been doing every single week. Is that we do our whiskey reviews. If you're new here, we do whiskey reviews on Wednesday, hence the name Wednesday Whiskey Reviews, nailed it. And we go through our label branding, nose, ending note, and initial taste. We give it a rating, give it a final score. We're not sponsored. None of that stuff really matters, so we just give it an honest rating. That's still going to happen every week. And the only thing that's kind of changing from a what we've previously done standpoint is special interviews. We're going to continue to try to do special interviews as much as we possibly can, but those are the ones that I would assume would not be as consistent for the next year
as
probably we would like to, just because of the other commitments that we have, you having your baby, me having one on the way. It's going to be very difficult for us to continuously get out and pump content when we leave our house to go somewhere else to record. It's just too difficult. Do you agree with that?
Even this is difficult.
Yeah.
So this takes legitimate coordination and communication and planning. So, which is fine. It's part of life. However, we have an unbelievable support cast with the BHH Housewives, which is huge. Still have no idea where your housewife is, but that's fine.
That's fine.
So you still have yet to tell me.
I don't know where she is.
Perfect. She left.
No, she's probably upstairs.
Well, it was like, it was super quiet. And I knocked, like just walked in, nothing. Like, I don't, not just right to the basement.
Oh, you didn't even
terrified.
See her
nope,
until?
Not at all.
Oh, okay.
I have no idea where she is.
Maybe she's not home. I don't know.
You bought too big of a house.
That's fair.
So, so we're basically shooting for, there's basically, there's like 1 to 3 days a week that are good for recording. That's it. Out of seven. Which is fine. So the other crazy thing is that we have ongoing projects at our new house. So I have stuff going on. You got stuff going on. You're painting. I'm painting. There was trim happening. It was just a mess. Now I got trees coming down in the backyard. It's all sorts of fun.
Yeah.
But I'm just pumped to, I mean, this is like therapy.
Save big on brunch for mom. All in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Therapeutic. And what's amazing is because I texted Colleen, my wife, and I said,
nice.
And I said, do you care if I record tonight? Which was at 1 o'clock in the afternoon after you and I already decided last night that we were recording today. And she goes, no, that's fine. Exclamation point. I was like, hell yeah. So then I just had to swing a target after getting Ava from daycare, pick up some formula so she didn't have to. And then she goes, can you do that so I can get home sooner so you can leave sooner? I'm like, yeah.
Gina was legitimately happy that we were recording tonight. She's like, oh my God, I'm so happy for you. I'm like, I'm not depressed. Relax a little bit. Like, I do need this, but she doesn't need to know that. But she was legitimately happy that we were recording because it's been so long.
Yeah. Colleen kept asking me questions, like, right before we fall asleep at the end of the night. We're laying there, and I'm just, like, clearing notifications.
Oh, you guys talk about me in bed.
Say his name. And she goes, when you're recording for the pod, bro, and I like roll over and I go, I'm working on it. She goes, okay, just make sure you do that. It's important. I was like, I know.
Yeah.
She goes, it's good for you guys. I'm like, I know. It's just funny because it's been so long since 2019 that now it's just like a part of our lives.
Right.
Is to sit here and do this.
Which is weird.
Very. But I wouldn't change it.
Yeah. So we're toying around other ideas too, and we want to get your guys' thoughts on this. We talked about this a little bit ago. Is recording single content because we might not be able to get out of our houses
as
we want.
We're just going to do it.
Like recording single content?
Yeah, we're just going to do it. We're going to have to.
So like one of the things that Mike talked about with the whiskey classes that we're thinking about doing, and we honestly want your opinion on this, and we'll probably talk about it during the whiskey reviews too, is that the content that we've created for those classes, we want to start recirculating back into our channel so everybody that doesn't go to those classes can also learn about whiskey about a year after we teach it to everybody else. That way, there's still a benefit of going to the class because you get the in-person tasting, you get the cocktails, you get all that stuff. But
all the jokes.
You get also a year later, you guys would be able to get personalized content, which I think is pretty fair.
Yeah.
So that stuff is something that we would probably be recording separately because we need to make sure we have content releasing while we're not able to get over here. So that might be one thing that we do.
Or you guys are upstairs and the baby's screaming and I'm just down here recording.
That's fine.
Then the baby goes to sleep and then you come down and you're just like, idiot. You didn't hit record.
Yeah, right?
Damn.
No, that's me. I don't hit record. You do. You're fine.
We'll see.
But yeah, so a lot of changes. We're excited. There's a lot still that we need to hash out. And but kind of like we always said, even when we started this in 2019, we had no idea what we were doing. It's just better to press record and figure it out, which obviously we're not new to this because we've been doing it for 4 years, but after this break, it's kind of, we're back at that point where we just kind of have to press record and figure it out again. Like, we just have to start back up. If we wait too long to get things perfect like this, if we wait too long to get like everything mounted ceiling wise, that we have some of it mounted, but if we wait too long, we're going to just keep pushing it out, which doesn't do anybody any justice. So the more that we can do and just say, fuck it, and let's just record, that's what we got to do.
That's it. It's so much fun, though.
Dude, it is.
It's so much fun.
So you have been pretty busy, though, with work, too, and you got blisters. What the hell are the blisters from?
So we ran into
gripping too hard. Oh, what?
Yeah. So it's just kind of a one-off. We ran into a situation where that blizzard melt caused a homeowner who got a drainage system installed. We offered two at work, so two different systems. He got one installed, and for some reason, it didn't work the way that anybody would want it to. So we ended up going, like, the service department ended up going there, looking at everything, came up with a solution. He didn't want that. He wanted the other system. So that somehow kind of got lost in translation. So then I show up with the original foreman who installed the first system, and we're in the basement. It's the three of us talking, and he runs through everything with me, and then based off of what he said, a bunch of dots started to connect, and I'm like, understood. So I just told him, I'm like, listen, let's just negate all the nonsense. Let's just pick a date in a couple weeks, and then we'll just hammer this whole thing out and just be done with it. Mm-hmm. And he's like, capiche. Like, that's amazing. Thank you for doing right. Like, appreciate it. And kind of find out, homeowner for one is a bro. Like, super good dude. Hell yeah. Yeah, backwards hat kind of guy. But, like, I didn't know, but he's unbelievably well-connected. But you don't care. Like, everybody's the same.
Yeah.
But, like, on a piece of paper, his name, it's not, like, Josh Allen, Buffalo Bill. Like, it's nothing like that. Where it's just, like, obviously, it's this person.
Yeah.
Like, it's just a name on a piece of paper. And then you go there and you meet the homeowner and you're like, this homeowner's like a great guy. Like, everything he's saying is rational, like, very understanding. He's not flipping a lid, like, and he has every right to, but there's also a complete act of God. We had a blizzard and then it melted within 7 hours. Yeah. Like, it was just ridiculous. So I look at the foreman in the basement with the homeowner and I'm just like, we're just going to do right by you. Don't worry about it. And then I look at the foreman and I'm like, I'll be with you on this because it's going to suck. Like, let's just call a spade a spade. And he's like, yeah, I got you. So we leave, go back, get the guys to a different job. And then the weeks go by and now it's that job. So come to find out, once we open the floor to install system number two, which is much more invasive, we figured out why the first system failed, and it had nothing to do with the first system. It has everything to do with the ground that this guy's house is built on, which now it's like a complete anomaly. So now it took four guys a day and a half to dig his basement out, which is like not normal at all.
How long does it normally take?
Depending on the basement and the footage, half day to a day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I'm just like, this, and that's with three guys. So day and a half with four, I'm like, this is crazy. But what ended up happening is it was very, very, very settled, hard, and also boulder / rock littered ground.
Damn.
So his clay and dirt solidified. So it essentially became very hard. It was almost like concrete.
Yeah.
So you broke out the floor itself, and then the ground itself you also had to break out before you dug it with a shovel. So I'm in front of him with a chipper, which is like a I don't know, it's like a tier below a jackhammer, and I'm breaking up the ground with a chipper, and then he's following me with an actual shovel, and then we're pitching the trench. And it's just awful digging.
Jesus.
So
how deep do you have to go?
Well, that was the other thing. Then he had, yeah. Then we found a bunch of different plumbing underneath the ground. So that kind of changed the system. Then we had to do a feed line. It's just like modified everything. Mm-hmm. It's awful. So I'm very sore. Everything goes into 5 gallon buckets, and you're trying to find that happy medium of like, I'm not trying to move 300 buckets today, but if I do full buckets, I only have to do like 180 buckets. But if I do half buckets, then I'm at like 320. So it's, you're doing the math in your head, and you know, I'm just trying to make the guys laugh because it's miserable. Homeowner buys his lunch, he feels bad. Like, nice stuff, but I have a bucket and I'm going up the stairs because at this point, like, my hands are fried. Yeah. Like, I can't feel my hands because I chipped for so long. There's blisters everywhere. Knuckles are bleeding. His house is immaculate. There's white trim. I'm, like, terrified of making a mess.
Yeah.
So I'm going up the stairs, and I come back down with another – because you never waste a trip. So I come back down the stairs with more stuff in my hands, and I go, guys, just so we all are on the same page, homeowner's got 12 stairs. So, like, everyone starts laughing. They're like, thanks, appreciate it. Because more times than not, you're counting just to, like, not make it as monotonous, but also you want to figure out, like, where you are because sometimes you can't even see.
I'm pretty sure that's a form of autism, though, where you count the stairs, where you count everything. Isn't that, like, where you're on the spectrum at some point?
Is that autism or OCD?
I think autism.
Dude, I'm convinced I'm somewhere. I got a touch of tism somewhere. Well, I count everything.
Well, that's...
I like, count my teeth.
That's why they call it... Dude, that's weird that you say that because I do too. With my tongue, I'm like one, two, three,
oh, I
four,
use...
Five,
so
six.
My vampire fangs, I just like bounce between them. So I shift left, right, left, right, left, and then I just count to four.
Okay, you're further than I am. But that's why it's called the spectrum, dude, because everyone's on it.
Everyone's
just,
on
where
it.
Where are you?
Oh, yeah. Somebody kicked me down the line a little bit. There's something going on.
It nicked me.
It definitely nicked me, man. Something's going on.
Yeah.
But
so you said the dude was wearing a backwards hat.
Yeah.
I remember a while ago, you said that you'd never wear a hat. And now I feel like I see you wear a hat more times than not. What made that switch? Because you're a backwards hat guy, too. I'm not a backwards hat guy.
I got a compliment once from a woman.
Oh, Jesus.
No. I always liked and wore hats. The reason why I stopped for so long was because I was unbelievably paranoid and irritated about messing up my hair. So then I went through that phase. But I grew up playing sports, specifically baseball. So I'm always wearing a hat. Always.
Yeah.
And then, I don't know, like if I got a bad haircut, then I'd wear a hat, you know? But
are you scared of losing your hair because you wear hats now?
No, but I also, it's not all the time.
Yeah.
But if I'm just feeling casual or whatever, then I'll just throw a hat on. If I don't feel like doing anything crazy with my hair, I'll put a hat on. But see, if I'm going to dinner, I'm not wearing a hat.
Well,
like,
yeah, obviously. Well, if you do wear a hat, you're weird. Like, don't wear a hat at the dinner table. What are you doing?
Correct.
I've researched a lot like on hair loss and hats because I've always been interested because every barber that I've talked to about it say that there's no evidence to it. And research shows like no correlation. The only thing that research shows is if you're one to fiddle with your hat like I am, I like to take it on and off when I'm wearing a hat, is that it'll start wearing your hairline because not because of the hat itself, but because you're continuously aggravating it. So it's aggravating those hair follicles.
Correct.
But also, you look at any guy that wears a hat all the time, 9 times out of 10 when he takes that off, he's thinning.
Oh, yeah.
So it makes me think that there is evidence, maybe not scientific, but there is some sort of evidence that says wearing a hat all the time thins your hair.
It can't be good for it.
You're suffocating it.
Yeah, it can't be good for it.
Like, look at any golfer. Right. Every time he takes his hat off, there's a bald spot here, just thin up there. Like, they're thin.
Yeah, but, like, on a golf course, and they're golfing around the world, no one wants sunburn on the top of their scalp, dude.
Dude, it's so funny seeing, like, the tan line right across their brows.
Yeah.
Hideki Matsuyama took it off after this last tournament. And, I mean, he's a darker Asian guy. And he took it off, and, dude, he's just, like, white up on his forehead. It was crazy. It's so funny to see that. And we haven't even started the season yet.
Does John Daly wear hats?
I think now he just wears the flow and, like, a beer. That's all he does. He just walks around with, like, or no, he drinks a lot of Coke on the, and he does a lot of Coke, I'm sure, on the golf course.
I'm sure he used to.
I'm pretty sure he probably still does.
Really?
That and his cigarettes. He's got, like, a famous quote where he says something like, he does 20 cigarettes and, or a cigarette a hole and like a Coke every other hole or something like that. which is also Donald Trump's diet. But like, I guess it works because Daly's great. Trump's a fantastic golfer. Did you see his shot the other day that he posted on Instagram? He's always posting shit.
Where he made his
golfing.
Putt?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's such a beast. In golf. I mean, also others. But still, it's really cool. Really cool to...
He's
but,
a trip.
But I think that hair or that hats, regardless of what barbers say, there's got to be some evidence that says maybe not like just basically wearing a hat by itself, but if you're outside and you're active and you're sweating through your head, like that sweat and the heat has nowhere to escape, so it just kills your hair. There's got to be some correlation to it.
Yeah. It's not good for you, man.
No.
It's not good for you.
All right. Well, this was episode... I don't even know what episode we're on right now. Do you have any idea?
We're over 180. We got to be over 180.
Where's my phone? Do you have your phone on you?
Yeah.
Where's my phone? I have my work phone, but I don't have my personal phone. Where's my personal phone, bro? Hello? What episode are we on? Go to YouTube Studio. Hello? Okay. Well, are you looking or no? No, you're not looking. Okay. Well, this has been fun.
I'm waiting for things to load, and my phone just had a stroke, so I'm trying to figure that out.
You're not on my Wi-Fi?
No. Not on my Wi-Fi? Hold on.
Get on that Wi-Fi, okay. Bro.
I found it.
Jeez, I got the hiccups.
A lot of reviews. Here we go. 209.
So we're on 209, or this is 210?
No, this is 209.
Look at that.
208 is already uploaded.
Episode 209 of the Buffalo Happy Hour. It's been a while. When was episode 208 published?
3 months ago.
It's been 3 months, guys. Like, that's pretty crazy.
Yep.
But we're back. Episode 209 just dropped. We got 210 coming up right now. Tune in next week. We'll see you guys next time. Please remember to always drink responsibly, be a good person. And Michael.
Don't litter.
We're out.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Get 16-ounce packs of flavorful Angus 90% lean ground sirloin for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then buy two, get two free on 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.